It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Maybe it's presidential politics. Maybe it's congressional politics. Maybe it's an honest difference of opinion. But lawmakers do not yet agree on that $700 billion bailout plan for the financial industry.
The plan affects everything from tonight's scheduled presidential debate to the future of the U.S. economy. This morning at the White House, President Bush tried to reassure the nation and the stock market that a deal would get done.
There are disagreements over aspects of the rescue plan, but there is no disagreement that something substantial must be done. The legislative process is sometimes not very pretty.
That's President Bush at the White House just a bit more than a half hour ago. NPR's Brian Naylor is following this story. Brian, welcome back.
Hi, Steve.
We should mention that this story centers in part around a big meeting yesterday at the White House that some people thought would resolve this whole deal. What happened that caused that meeting to blow up?
Well, what happened was of the last-minute injection of two things, one, presidential politics, and two, a plan by House Republicans that is completely counter to what the administration had been proposing all along. Presidential politics, both Barack Obama and Senator John McCain were there. So I think that raised the stakes a bit. But what really threw the monkey wrench into the works, if you will, was this proposal from House Republicans who have never really cottoned to the administration's proposed bailout. And they came up with their own idea that would involve kind of a FDIC-type financial insurance for the financial institutions that I think took most Democrats and the administration by surprise.
Is their basic problem they don't want to spend $700 billion taxpayer dollars buying a bunch of bad assets?
In a nutshell, yes. And I should say that that's not limited to Republicans. Democrats aren't crazy about the idea either. But the Republicans have really dug in their heels. These are House Republicans. The Senate Republicans seem more amenable for the most part. But House Republicans have dug in their heels in part because of philosophical objections to the idea of interfering in the free market. I spoke with Brian Bilbray of California yesterday. Here's what he said.
Right now, I'm very down on it. I know there's a crisis here, but I voted against the Freddie Mac and the Fannie Mae proposal, too. Was told then this is all we need. I don't represent Senator Obama or McCain or George Bush. I represent the people in northern San Diego County, and they only have one vote in this facility, and that's mine. So I've got to try to do the best I can to it.
That's one of the congressmen resisting a bailout plan in Congress. We're talking about it with NPR's Brian Naylor.
Brian, one of the things we heard about the role of the presidential candidates in these meetings was that Mr. McCain, who called for the meeting and suspended his campaign, came to the event and then, according to participants, said very little. Why would that happen?
Well, what he said was basically that he supported the House Republicans in principle, and he had met with some of them yesterday before the meeting. It's a little unclear why, though, he decided to suspend his campaign and come to the White House. You know, he's not been a major player in these. He's not been a player at all in these talks. He doesn't sit on the committees that are holding the negotiations. Democrats say it's all about politics. Senator Dodd yesterday called it political theater in an attempt to rescue Senator McCain's campaign.
Well, Brian, can't the Democrats pass this plan without the support of House Republicans? House Republicans really don't have the vote to stop anything.
Well, but Democrats say two things. First of all, that they don't have the votes to carry this bill by themselves. It takes 218 to pass. And while they have the majority, there are quite a few of their members who have serious concerns. And secondly, they don't want the political to pay the political price of carrying an unpopular program for a president of the opposite party, weeks away from Election Day. So they're saying that they need to have a substantial number of Republicans join them if they're going to pass this.
Brian, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
That's NPR's Brian Naylor. He's at the Capitol, where negotiations continue, actually throughout Washington today, over a proposed $700 billion bailout plan for the financial services industry.